This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies are mostly clear across Israel today. Tel Aviv enjoys bright sunshine, while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures perfect for being outdoors. Haifa has a light breeze, offering some relief from the warmth. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF intercepted two rockets fired from Lebanon just in. Hezbollah appears to be testing Israel again. Also, JNS notes that the IDF conducted a strike in Gaza earlier this hour, killing a Hamas terror cell commander planning attacks. Also this hour, Times of Israel says two rockets targeted northern Israel despite a recently declared ceasefire. Separately, Forward reports that Hezbollah has rejected the U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Lebanon, according to earlier reporting. And finally, in other news from Times of Israel, the U.S. plans to make Iranian assets available to Gulf allies to repair damage caused by Tehran. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English noted just minutes ago that the IDF intercepted two rockets from Hezbollah, marking the first such incident since a ceasefire announcement by Trump. Meanwhile, Ynet Global reports that North Korea has dismissed U.S. calls for denuclearization. Kim Jong-un's sister declared it an anachronistic dream as Pyongyang plans to expand its nuclear arsenal. From AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, several rockets were intercepted over northeastern Israel just an hour ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's interception of rockets from Lebanon, Ynet reports this marks the first such incident since a fragile ceasefire between Jerusalem and Beirut. The interception occurred near Yifta and remote Naftali, highlighting ongoing tensions. This situation poses a persistent threat to border communities. Turning to the Gaza strike, according to JNS, the IDF targeted Muhannad Othman Yassin Farwana, who was planning imminent attacks. The strike underscores ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. For residents, this means continued vigilance is necessary. Meanwhile, Times of Israel notes the U.S. is taking steps to assist Gulf allies following Iranian actions. By making Iranian assets available, the U.S. aims to stabilize the region. This move could alter the balance of power in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, Forward reports Hezbollah's refusal of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal. This rejection complicates peace efforts between Lebanon and Israel. It raises questions about the future of U.S.-mediated diplomacy in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the Park Slope Food Coop in Brooklyn has voted to remove Israeli-made goods, impacting Israeli shampoo brand Eco Love. The owner notes this as a significant loss in one of their strongest markets. Separately, Katek highlights Bank Leumi as Israel's top bank for AI adoption. The bank ranks in the top 10 across the Middle East and Africa. This reflects Israel's growing influence in the tech sector. And finally, Walla Business shares that fuel prices are set to drop significantly. Thanks to the strong shekel, the price of gasoline will decrease by 27 agorot tonight, offering relief for drivers across Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.